Begin the grand dab besach the circuit of Chazayin. Begin the base. Begin the test master. Begin with the Gemara. What did Timo you say? Keeping the novel since it fell down. It's a different circuit. That's what you have to say. That know that it's the same one. Which yes, Shalom Shikasman. There are certain Gersoyes to have the text Kamash Malon. That what's the chiddush? Keeping the day. But since you're making it from the same wood, so he said it's the same one. Mashma, it sounds like so since you're building it from the same wood, that's what's considered a sukkah of 7 days. But you're right, if you actually use other wood to rebuild it, it would not be valid according to Eliezer, really, because it wouldn't be that same sukkah of 7 days. Kinnik says Master begin with the Gemara, called Ezra be Sol Yeshiva Sukkah, says in the Pasuk, every resident of the Jewish people, they'll dwell in sukkahs. Which Tosfos explains, so how do you know from over here the halacha of a sukkah she'ula being kasher? Because it says Mashma, it sounds like sukkah achas l'chol Yisrael. It says in the singular by sukkahs, one sukkah by all the Jewish people. How's that even possible? Each one sitting one after the other. It's not possible it's everyone's sukkah, because you can't have even a prut is worth for every single Jewish person to have invested in this one sukkah. And obviously, it's through borrowing. Because as Rashi says, he's even this pasuk, that a sukkah sh'ula is valid. So it says, now it's for nothing that Rabbi Rashi was pushing himself. Because the kibbutz chesiv l'cha, since it says in the pasuk l'cha, the mutish the shut mashma, sounds like that it's excluding that of partners, where it has to be yours and not partners with another person. Can the mukhav again? Like it's having the gemachul daf kavav meralf. In other words, that the diik is from the pasuk that we're talking about a small sukkah. That Tosfos says no, even if you would have each one having a pruta, even so you could prove that you let us in and borrowed sukkah, because it says chag sukkah starts lecha in the singular, and if you're going to say that it means from yours, so then you would have to exclude partners too. Can the mukh b'shagiz example is the gemara chulin of kuflamet v'amenav gabe chuma v'chalo peya. The two with the kachash was many examples, which it says over there, which says lecha the gun chasadcha whatever. It's coming to exclude that of partners, and the fila esig nami the chsibe lachem loshen rab, and even by esig, which it says lakachten lachem b'yam rishon, which says in the plural, even over there, I'm reading b'yashnei, and the gemara says in bab vastav kavulim zayin mabeis, ha'achan shekano esig b'tfilis habayis. If you have brothers that they went and they purchased the esig from the inheritance money, which was still part of the estate. One of the brothers used the esrog and fulfilled his obligation. So the qualification is if you could eat it, that each one really could have their own esrog. The yatsi fulfilled the obligation and it's considered like his. But if not, the yatsi has not fulfilled his obligation because it wouldn't be considered as his. So, and the reason is because lechem sounds like it should be yours totally and not just only part way. So you see, even lachem, which is lashon rabim, we say that you don't fulfill your chiyuv with a esrog of partners. For sure, lacha, which in the singular, for sure would exclude that of partners. And that's how we know that, again, it can't be that all the Jewish people are partners in the sukkah, because that's not valid. Obviously, it's because of, even if Rashi wants to say they couldn't be partners, because you can't afford a pruta in every klai yisrael to give. So he says, forget about that. You don't need that. We know it must be borrowed because partnership actually doesn't work because it says lacha, which even lachem excludes partners, but shal lacha. And then he says, v'loy dami, and don't ask, it's not comparable to v'gdeichem, but it's seichem, and trumis seichem, your garments and your dough and your trumis, the peg, which I guess with the gemar brings the chum, the peg, the vav, the mouth. Tashashashash, the mechlal, which those pluralistic terminologies actually includes that of partners. No, because that's different terminology. But lachem is like lacha, which would exclude that of partners. So why do you say lachem in plural? Why wouldn't you say lacha if it's coming to exclude partners? Because it wants to say lekachtem lachem yemarishin, which lekachtem is a plural, so that we have to keep that that same linguistic style for lachem. But why do we say lekachtem lashon rab? Oh, that's because of the shin pek l'berav, like the gemara explained later on the from gemara of lekicha lekalech ve'echad. We want to say in plural that every single person has to take the dalmin, not to think that it's just enough for the for one person, not for everyone to do it, and therefore we had to say lekachtem, and therefore we kept lachem. Now, Rabbi Nesuka Achaz Chol Yisrael says from this that we say, as our dear master was discussing, that one sukkah is sufficient for all of Klal Yisrael. Shmamina, from there we see the Leidash Lachol Mutei Shula. Obviously, that we're not expounding when it says that chag v'sukkah is tasalach. That means for you and to exclude a borrowed sukkah, because obviously a borrowed sukkah is valid. Well, mukmin le'lemuti gezula. So rather, so chag v'sukkah is tasalach. I mean that should be yours. Doesn't mean yours are not borrowed. I mean yours are not stolen. But I mean yukash. However, it's difficult because like by tzitzis, my bein in the shutran. By tzitzis, we actually include partners, partnership, and that's a big day hem. It says their garments. Matina Chu'ula, we exclude actually the other way around. We include partnership, but we exclude a borrowed tzitzis. And the Chesiv Kesus Chafin says your garment. Why don't we say the same thing over here? Why don't we say, from Kol Ezach, we actually include the Sukkah of partners, but borrowed we exclude from Chag Kesukas Taslach, like we exclude Gezula. So he says, so that's where Rashi's interpretation actually works out well. Obviously, you fulfill your obligation with a borrowed sukkah. And the fact that we're including one sukkah, but all of Kol Yisrael. And Rashi says that you cannot talk about partnerships because you can't have every single person having even chipped in even the pruta. So obviously, it's because of your yitzhak with a sukkah shula. But this is a wonder because the Eliezer, the Bayi Sukkah Shalachem, according to Eliezer, the whole that has to be yours, not like the Rabban, it can be borrowed. So it comes out ancient time yitzim sukkah echel adam. You can't have two people fulfilling their obligation in one sukkah. It comes to every single family member has to have their own sukkah, which is not likely. So it says v'shem habamarbi. Maybe he would have included at least the family members in the same sukkah. But the acceptation came to do it. Like we know the drasha says that you dwell like how you live in the house. That sheichel leishav yachad sukkah is that at least the family could be in one sukkah. Now mashanagu Tosfos has what we had mentioned before regarding esrig. Mashanagu kolakol, this that the whole community, that the custom is liknes esrig b'shutra is lotzid, by that they purchase one esrig in a partnership to fulfill obligation, even though we mentioned before that for lachem has to be all yours, so how could it be a communal esrig? So it says, because da'it la'haknes kolechad chalke l'chaveir, because everyone's intention is to acquire their portion to their friend, b'shoshu m'varcha, at the time when he's the one making the bracha, it's like only his. Amanas la'haknes on the condition that he returns it to them, to the community. And the reason is because the Bishlosh and the Shatabai, from the fact that they're partners in that Esrig, like Gara is not any less than Matan Masla Havsa, when you have what's called a gift and with the intention of giving it back, the Shema Matan is considered a gift, and for that moment, it's considered that person's Esrig, and he fulfills obligation. He just has to give it back to the community, and each and every person is considered his when he's making the bracha. And that's how you fulfill the obligation with the communal Esrig. Kitimnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Pekaka Chalai, the window shutter, which Parashim El Perakam explains this already in the first part of the Zaman Beis, give a shock of a Levi's when they forgot to bring a Sevatara. How to qualify this teaching of Pekak HaChalayim.